This episode of Ask the 8-Ball Podcast is brought to you by Lola's Fine Hot Sauce.
Hi, I'm Quinn. And I'm listening to my daddy and Cody.
Meat Princess. That's my stage name at Beach Girls.
Meat Princess.
Next coming to the stage, Meat Princess.
I don't know if I'd tip more or less for that. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember, Big Earls? A long time ago, we used to do Big Girls Night once a year.
I do remember that.
It was like, you ain't a lady if you ain't 280, and they do Big Girls
Night. Wow.
Yeah. I never went.
I never went either, but I've always curious.
I've always been curious of going to amateur night at a strip club.
Like, you want to get up there?
No.
Oh.
The open mic night of stripping.
Yeah.
Each time you joke bombs, you have to take an article of clothing off.
Yeah.
You're up there with one titty out, just telling your next joke.
Titty out. Every boo you get, it's like strip poker, but for jokes.
That's a great idea. Get the pitch just the teehees.
Right? Call AJ and see what he says on that idea.
AJ, you got to black the windows up for
incentivize bombing.
Yeah. Damon, next Wednesday you're hosting, but we're doing a different night. We're doing a different theme for the night.
It's a great idea. We could do it right here at Truman's Patio.
That would sell out.
I would go.
Right?
To support the comedians.
To support college, working college kids.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's up, Cody?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
Oh, not a lot. What's new?
I don't know, man. Let's ask the 8-Ball. Welcome.
All right, guys. Welcome back. Episode 102.
Yeah.
Back.
We gave up on locations. Seasons and episode numbers. Just 102.
It was so hard to keep track of them because then we had one we had to delete because our guests were not... we're too inebriated to finish the show.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like Joe Rogan does, and we're like... almost as big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you'd noticed, but we're the 25th ranked podcast in Iowa.
That's true.
Awesome.
And if you take out all of the religious ones and the ones...
which hosted, I do take those out.
Yeah, you take those out and all the ones that are hosted by ESPN, we're like top
And if you
top
take out
nine.
All the ones of that ranked ahead of us, we're ranked number one.
Yeah, you take everything else out.
Yeah.
The best duo.
I
got to look closer if that's true.
But I don't know, yeah.
Put an asterisk by it for now.
I'll give it to you guys. I'll grant you that.
You're right.
Welcome our guest tonight, Damon Tucker.
You might know him from local open mics. He's a host quite a few shows. Opens Sunday, every Sunday at
every
Fuzzy
Sunday.
Tacos.
Yeah.
And then do you ever do – Lefty still hosts?
Lefty's is no more. The open mic.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
That open mic is now at Beachwood Lounge.
Okay. Do you host that then?
No.
Just
a free plug for them.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Cody. Well, anyways, don't go to that one, but you're
common host at TE's.
Yep.
And what about the station?
They do it Mondays.
Yeah. That's if I hosted the station, I wouldn't be here right now because I'd be hosting that mic. I've been a guest host at the station.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Okay.
So how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy only for like a year and a half.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you got your own host gig.
Yeah, a few.
Riding the coattails of his very famous girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I'm sleeping my way to the top.
Genius. I tried to do that, and I got stuck with Cody. So.
He wasn't that good at sleeping with me, so that's his fault. Try harder.
I stayed awake the whole time was the problem.
No one said I was good at it.
Oh,
what
man.
I meant to ask you this before. What's the joke that Darius Day loves? He's like, have you ever stopped saying that joke?
Oh.
Do you remember that one?
Well, it involves me screaming on this patio.
Okay.
These nice folks having dinner here at Truman's are just like, what
and
the
plus
hell?
It's my best joke. I don't want to give it away.
Okay,
yeah, but
sure,
if you come to Fuzzy's
enough.
On Sundays.
Yeah. You come. Boom. So when's your next show? Your actual show?
I've got a show this weekend.
A lot of
on that guy's motorcycle.
Roam, roam. You just ride on the back and with the PA system.
Yeah, right.
I'm working with Mel Mackey and with Dan Umpton on a brewery tour. So we're doing breweries all over the state.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
So we're doing the Peachtree Branch in Knoxville.
That's
on
the
Friday.
OG right there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's this Friday?
Yep.
Gotcha. Anything else on the docket for the next month or so?
And my calendar's full.
Yeah. In high demand, I see.
Yeah.
Also, we're moving from... I live in West Des Moines, moving downtown finally.
Okay.
Nice.
You're feeling dangerous, huh?
Yeah.
I live in West Des Moines, but I work on Ingersoll, so it's more convenient to live in Des Moines.
I live in West Des Moines, work in Urbandale and Ingersoll, so
yeah,
I drive a lot for work.
Yeah, a lot less You just gotta get a bicycle, then you're good.
Yeah, get an e-bike.
I work downtown. It'll be walking distance from my job.
Yeah.
And then obviously from all the comedy that happens downtown. So it's cool.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
I had a bug fly in my eye.
I can see it in your eye.
I see it around.
Okay, yeah, great.
Oh, it's on your
right, there you go. You can add that. Oh, you push it back in.
This is great content.
This is great comedy content.
Guys, I'm going to cry it out. Don't worry. I'm going to cry it out.
Wouldn't be the first time he's cried on the podcast.
That was hot sauce. Can we talk about, do you remember the first time Cody did open mic night at Fuzzy's?
No, not specifically, but okay. I'll grant you this. Everyone bombs at Fuzzy's.
Fuzzy's is a hard place.
So there's a lot of stripping going on there.
Everybody comes in fully clothed and leaves naked.
Yeah,
love tortillas, just covering everything.
I love that place. I love that open mic. It isn't easy. You know, it's a restaurant, a family restaurant.
Yeah. Right. Well, so I wasn't there this evening, or that evening, I should say.
I'm pretty sure you were.
I was not. But Tobias, our buddy Tobias, went, and he told me that Cody was so drunk. That Cody
I've never
was
drank in my life.
Cody wasn't even making actual sentences.
I feel like I would have remembered that if it was total gibberish.
It was one of my most bombed.
I just remember. I just got a text. I think I was meeting you guys out later, maybe. And I just got a text said, "Absolutely bombed." And I'm like, "Oh, that's rough."
Yeah,
I like it because I get my first bomb out of the week every week.
There you go.
On Sunday at my own open mic.
Then you're good to go.
That's hilarious.
Especially since I do shows on the weekend, so I usually feel good about myself after doing shows.
Yeah.
And then I get reminded where I belong when I go to my own open mic and
put you right
no
back
one
down.
Cares.
Yeah. Like, yeah, get off the stage, man. Bring the bombers up. We won't see nudity.
We want to see some nipples.
Cody, I think we're really on to something here. Yeah. We got to pitch this idea.
I think this is a great idea. We got to trademark it before someone
Cody
steals.
Cody King presents... Strip comedy.
Strip comedy.
So I know of shows that are the opposite, where when you get a big laugh, they play a song and you take an item of clothing off.
Oh, interesting.
That'd be better. Because otherwise there'd be a lot of naked people.
And most of them I probably don't want
to
see.
And then you still get naked people.
You can't give people that perform for the first time the opportunity to get naked for a good
Thursday night open mic at the Lumberyard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So what got you into comedy?
I always wanted to, and then it's actually, so I went to an open mic at the station.
Okay.
Just to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw was people like that would tell a joke that landed and then do another joke that didn't work. And I was like, oh dude, you can bomb.
Yeah, I can
it's
can
okay
do 50%.
If people don't laugh, like you can survive if people don't laugh. And that's kind of what made me go like, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. So, obviously, there's, what, at least 4 or 5 open mics in Des Moines every week?
Yeah.
I've noticed, and I haven't been to all of them. I did a show in Alaska, but I've noticed each room is a little different. Is that kind of what you noticed, too?
Yeah, I think you learn something different about your comedy from every room that you do it in.
You don't like to go first, I assume. So then you can get a vibe of the room.
I like to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Which I think people are really messing out when they stand outside and smoke cigarettes and then
super
just
dark
wait for
humor.
Their turn.
Yeah.
Because you know you can see what people are responding to well. if you kind of get a feel for how the crowd's going, but yeah, I think every mic offers something a little bit different. I really like the each one kind of poses a different challenge, and then. You know, the Teehee's mic at the club, where there's usually really well attended, is just kind of a good confidence boost.
Yeah.
Right.
To be like, all right, I feel good. I feel good about myself after a week of trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've noticed one thing. It's definitely the room, and you got to, like, especially if you're one of the last ones to go, and everybody's, like, came in there to see their friends, and then they all leave, and there's 6 people there, and it's like, God damn it.
Then it's kind of like ookie cookie, like, you don't want to go last. You know, because then it's like, all right, well, I'm stuck with the cracker.
Yeah. But that's that's also a fun challenge to know, like, I remember when that mic used to last until 12:30 sometimes because that list would be 40 long.
Yeah.
And they,
oh, yeah.
I'm glad that they brought it down to 3 minutes for the really long list. But when it would just go till who knows when.
Yeah.
And then you'd be last. If you could get a bit, if you could do well in that, you'd feel real good about yourself. But otherwise, you're just like, I'm just coming up here to say the words in front of people and get practice. I guess.
Practice in front of the mirror. Yeah. Well, and when you're hosting, you can't leave early either. Like,
yeah, that sucks. Yeah. By the end of every night that I host, I think everyone in this room hates me. They want me to shut up. I've been here all night. I've been trying.
You get the most
tired
though.
Of me. Yeah, you know, you do get the most time. I've definitely learned more from hosting than from doing shows, just because there's, you know.
That's one thing I want to try. I think hosting would be cool because, like, I like going to shows and, like, you know, someone kind of introduce you and you get there and maybe make fun of them a little bit and then they come up and make fun of you.
You do a quick minute of your best material and then, like, you're not really
feeling good. I like the ability to come up and, like, kind of, oh, look at that, you know, and make a comment about their set or you make a joke or whatever.
Like,
it is.
That guy killed it, but he did, like, 4 jokes the whole night.
Yeah,
I like hosting, but there are some, you know, like, kind of unspoken rules or some things that you kind of figure out, like, you know, you want to make some fun of someone after they've gone up instead of before, so that way they stand a chance.
Right.
Also, you know, if there's a ton of people, people don't want to hear you do too much in between. Just
shut up and bring up the next guy.
Yeah, if you need to repair the energy from someone being weird and, you know, telling a rape joke or something, then, like, do that. But if someone really brought it, then just keep the momentum going and bring the
reading
next
the room.
Yeah. I can't recall a lot of rape jokes, but I have as many shows as you.
That was Dear Fuzzy's one where you're – that was the one sentence you made. It was weird.
I don't think it was crazy. Like that,
I've noticed – I don't know if you guys have noticed this. I take a lot of Ubers. I don't know if you guys do or if you're just out just cruising, you know.
You can tell about your Saturday.
Yeah, riding dirty. But so Saturday I took an Uber from the casino. And my driver, she's this 56-year-old lady, and she starts talking about how she wants to do stand-up comedy. And she's like, I'm going to go to this Teehee's place one of these nights. And I'm like, all right. So she starts telling the story. She's like, I'm just not even going to tell jokes. I'm going to tell my life story. And she starts telling us how she was married to a guy for 20 years and then divorced him because he was a drug addict. And then started dating a guy for 7 years and divorced him because he was a drug dealer. And the last boyfriend she had just wanted to fuck all the time because he was on crack cocaine. And this is like her whole stand-up bit. She's doing it to us in the car. And I'm like, you absolutely need to go to Teehee's on Wednesday and tell this exact story.
You need to hang out with a better friend.
Why? Like, so people can learn?
Yeah, this is like the third or fourth Uber driver I've had that just sits there like, yeah. I'm like, Stripe conversation. Like, yeah, I think I'm kind of funny. I want to try stand-up sometime. I'm like, oh, tell me your jokes. And they start
this
telling me. I'm like, oh, my
the
God.
The DARE class in. Hey, tell your jokes to these fifth graders.
And by no means am I an expert. I don't get on stage and tell jokes. So, you know, kudos to those who do. Bless their hearts. But, I mean, I know if something's funny or not. So I'm just like, I don't. Maybe just stick to the cash cab.
Yeah, most people that are Uber drivers and the like who say that they want to do stand-up really want to tell a story.
Yeah,
they don't want to tell jokes. They want to tell stories.
And I think it's because they're just used to drunk people like me in their cabin. They're like, I'll tell this story. And I'm like, oh, yeah, huh, that's funny, man. And the next morning, I'm like, that was so dumb. Why'd I laugh at that?
Well, there's a difference between being funny and entertaining
right.
personally.
That's fair.
What there is when you have a microphone in your hand and the attention of an entire crowd. It's real easy to lose people's attention when you're don't strap in. Just wait until the very end. You guys are going to laugh, I promise.
Yeah. Hang tight for the ride.
Laugh in 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's just out there just doing one. Not everyone does one-liners.
Hey, your time's up.
Hold on, I got 5 more minutes till the punchline. Wait, guys. Before we go into a commercial break, let's talk real quick about Truman's. We're out here at Truman's tonight. We're on the corner of, what's this, East ML King Jr. and Southeast 6th. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Truman's before?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw you got the pizza of the month before we went on, actually, the Victoria. They have a couple pizza months every month. They do brunch every weekend. Brunch every day, actually.
They host the once a month. Perry T hosts a comedy show here.
Yep. On Mondays, last Monday of the month.
Yeah.
Here.
Which I will be on the next one.
Are you?
Nice. Yes.
Nice. What date's that?
The last Monday of the month.
Whatever day that is.
Yep. So look on your calendar and look for the last Monday, and that's the one that
it's
will
Memorial
be.
Memorial Day, actually. Is it on Memorial Day?
Yes, the last Monday of the month.
Listen, I'm just as patriotic as the next guy. Don't challenge me.
Also, they do live music Fridays from 5 to 8, 6 to 9, something like that. I'm just gonna go 5 to 8, and then Sundays from 2 to 5.
Yep.
Live music right here. Great patio.
Big patio. They got
it nice and shady. They put a tent up. Yep. Lots of times too on weekends.
Tables out. They got little bags games going on.
Yeah.
They have a front patio as well. Yeah. Get a little more sun.
Also, a big thanks to our sponsor, Truman's and Lola's Fine Hot Sauce. Are you a hot sauce guy?
Yeah, I actually make my own hot sauce.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
That's ooh, competition, so, you know, Lola's. Like, competition, Lola's.
Can we talk for a second about the Sriracha Tabasco and how terrible it is?
So, yes, there's a Sriracha shortage right now.
I've heard that.
So, there's like Tabasco's making their form of Sriracha and like other places. And all I know is none of them are as good as Lola's.
Lola's is great, by the way.
See, Cody, that's how you plug a sponsor.
I was talking about how bad the other ones are.
They are awful, yeah. But Lola's great. You can find them in mini stores. They actually, I was at Sam's Club. They had the giant packs at Sam's Club of it. They're everywhere.
Lola'sFineHotSauce.com. Yeah.
But here's a quick word from all of our sponsors. And we'll be back with some more Damon. We'll hear some more stories. And the Blitz.
I get angry just thinking about it. Makes me mad. Little kids doing drugs. It turns my stomach. That stuff hurts. It stops you from living up to your potential. It holds you back. It hurts the user. It hurts his family. And it hurts his friends. I just want to shake some sense into you kids that are using drugs and thinking about using. So remember, don't, or else. Okay?
Lola's Fine Hot Sauce, a generational family recipe using the world's hottest peppers for great flavor. They're vegan, non-GMO project verified, kosher, and all natural. Find them online at lolasfinehotsauce.com. Use promo code ASK8BALL for 10% off your purchase.
This is how we sell the pizza. Look at the camera. If you were listening and not watching, you're missing out. Smell it. Scratch and sniff.
If you could see the amount of cheese on that thing, it's crazy. Yeah. It's so good.
Giant chunks of meatball.
I ate half of a large myself earlier when we were waiting.
That's a good meatball.
You have the best Italian impersonations.
I
remember when we had Scott Sipker on, and we're like, "What's your favorite kind of cheese?" And you just go, "Mozzarella." And no one's favorite cheese is mozzarella.
I love mozzarella.
That's not your favorite though. You're more like a Kraft Singles guy.
No, Kraft string cheese.
Yeah.
There is a big difference between Kraft string cheese and any other string cheese. I will say that.
That's fair.
I have no strong opinions on this.
My daughter eats string cheese.
I'm not a string cheese connoisseur.
Oh. Yeah, I don't eat string cheese. My daughter does. I'd probably use it to make like a mozzarella stick.
Right.
I mean, it already is a mozzarella stick.
Yeah, but like deep fried. Anyways.
I like how it tastes by itself.
Welcome back, guys. Thanks to Truman's Pizza Tavern right here, Southeast 6th and East MLK. As we just showed, was the pizza of the month of Victoria. It's fantastic. $1 of each was one of those sold. Goes to Meals on Wheels, I believe.
Is that what it is?
I believe so. It goes to a charity of some sort. Yeah. I believe it's Meals on Wheels.
Another great thing that Truman's does here is every pizza, each month they have a new charity they donate to. So.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Great cause, great food. Honestly, have you had the breakfast?
No, I haven't.
Definitely highly recommend it.
Oh, the brunch here is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I had brunch here on Sunday, actually.
Yeah. Also, big thanks to Lola's. It goes great with pizza.
It does.
And everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this time of the show, it's a little segment we like to call the Blitz.
Ooh.
You're not aware of the Blitz.
I don't know about the Blitz.
It's a good one. So Blitz, we rotate who asks the questions. So this week is Cody's turn. He'll ask you, then he'll ask me. It's like 6 or 7 questions,
I got
5.
7 questions this week.
Rapid fire, rapid your first fire. Response. I'll so ask you all of them. I get home court advantage, so I get asked second.
Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Am I allowed to use? Are we cool with racial slurs on this?
We prefer them.
Oh boy, that was a test for you guys.
This is a Cody King podcast. Prefers them. He's from Fort Dodge.
Oh boy, I was born in Ottumwa, buddy. Don't worry, we're
pretty close. Yeah.
I don't know if they still do.
We're
they had a Sonic
for
there.
Trash pit of the state. Yeah.
It's top five. It's definitely Council Bluffs, Fort Dodge, Ottumwa, and
Council Tuck.
Marshalltown.
Speaking of Council Bluffs, Guy Fieri's opening a restaurant in the Harrah's Casino in Council Bluffs. Saw that online today for those of you who love
Guy
Fieri.
How are the
people
in Council Bluffs going to eat with no teeth?
Well, it's a lot of mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's chives, butter, potato. You know, it's good.
It's a mashed potato bar, all it is.
Yeah. You just gum it down. All right, Blitz time.
Hot, hot, hike!
it's a blitz. It's a blitz. It's a blitz. Yeah, it's a blitz. Let's go!
Damon, you ready?
Ready.
Question one. Who's your favorite podcast host?
Rick Glassman.
Okay. Question two.
Interesting.
If you could have dinner with any one person, who would it be?
Rick Glassman.
Great answer. Question three. What's your go-to excuse when you're late?
I had to get gas.
Okay. Okay.
Everyone needs it.
Question four. What sound does a fox make?
A really annoying one.
Okay, fair enough. Question five.
Were you listening to that song earlier?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Honestly, they're not far off.
Yeah, I saw the commercial. There's a commercial all over it.
It's like a Geico commercial.
Question five. What's the scariest movie ever?
Oh, boy. I don't really do scary movies. The Notebook.
Terrifying, honestly. That's a great answer. Terrifying. Is this what love is?
Question six.
So scary.
Who wins in a foot race, you or Marshall?
Me.
Okay. After the podcast, we're going to watch them race. We're going to put that as a highlight clip. And question seven. If your dog could talk, what would he sound like?
He would have a British accent.
A British accent?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. All right, Damon, that's been your blitz.
Quick answers. Marshall, you ready? Those are quick answers.
Yeah, he's rapid fire.
Fuck. All right, I'm ready.
Question one. Who's your favorite podcast host?
Theo Vaughn.
Question two. If you could have dinner with any one person, who would it be?
Kanye West.
Question three. What's your excuse when you're late?
So I have two. I use them all the time. One. Sorry, I had to drop off something to my daughter, or she was causing me to be late. Usually never true. Or my dog wouldn't poop quick enough. Also usually not
true. I use
true.
That one.
I knew
sometimes
one of them would be a poop response.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to take my dog out. He just wouldn't poop. I don't know.
Sorry, I had a big old poop come up. I had to.
Yeah.
Question four. What sound does a fox make?
It's like a really high pitch, like, arr, you know, like one of those.
Like arr, dog in pain?
Yeah. Okay. That's a fox. Arr. All
right. Yeah. Question five, scariest movie ever.
The Notebook is a really good answer. Shit, I don't... I had this conversation earlier. I couldn't think of one. I'm going to go with The Conjuring.
Okay. Question six, who wins in a foot race, you or Marshall? Or you or Damon, sorry.
How long is the race?
Blue wall.
Didn't consider that.
I'm going to take... Damon.
Okay.
I'm going to throw that out. If it was like who's quickest to like where the camera's at, I'm like a whole body in front, so I think I'll win that one. But if it's anything further, I'm tired
who
already.
Wins at a 10-foot race if you had a 9-foot head start?
Yeah, see, again, that's a toss-up, man.
If your dog could talk, what would he sound like?
Oh, he'd be a derp for sure. He'd be like, hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Can I get another treat? Derp.
Derp. Yeah. All right. All right, so question one, favorite podcast host, who did you say?
I said Rick Glassman.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
He's an L.A.-based comic.
He's a podcast host.
They make more of them.
He's a See, she loves Rick Glassman. You heard a glass break?
Yeah. Okay, and you said Theo Vaughn?
Mm-hmm.
The correct answer is Cody King, but Theo Vaughn is a...
Well, you're a co-host. I'm the host.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's
so negative 1 point for you. Now I'm giving it to Damon.
Damn it. Shit. Classic backfire.
Hold your answers till the end. Question two, if you could have dinner with any one person, you said same guy, which is really hilarious.
Rick Glassman.
You said Kanye, which...
Dude, how fun would that be? Like, you get, like, all the men that have been... this should have been my answer. All the men that have been rejected from the Kardashian family. Well, have dinner with them.
That would have been a better answer.
You get Kanye, you get Scott Disick, you get Lamar Odom, Pete Davidson, like, this whole...
Caitlyn Jenner.
No, Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would have been a better answer. But yeah. I didn't say that.
But Kanye still would be great because just imagine, like, you don't know what Kanye you're going to get. And he likes the Jews again, thanks to Jonah Hill.
It would be.
Shout out to Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
22 Jump
Skinny
Street.
Jonah or Big Jonah?
Well, it was like middle sized Jonah in the Jump Street movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still giving that point to Damon.
Fine, whatever.
Because, God, I hate Kanye. What's your excuse when you're running late? You said my daughter. You're using your
dog. My daughter or my dog? My two D's.
Which is. Hey, good. No one's ever going to be mad. Like, my daughter, you know. She's
yeah, like,
six.
Oh, yeah, she forgot her backpack.
Yeah.
And, like,
And you said,
I have to get gas.
Yeah.
I had to get gas.
See, everybody's like, oh, you should have prepared ahead of time when you got gas.
It's not a great excuse.
Yeah. I'm going to give that point to you.
Yes.
2-1.
Smell that comeback?
What sound what sound does a fox make? You actually made the sound?
Yeah.
You just said like a really high-pitched squeal. So I'm going to give...
He said an annoying one.
An annoying squeal, yeah.
I just said it's an annoying sound.
You're correct. For making the sound, I'll give that point to you.
Are we tied? Right.
2-2.
Yes.
Scariest movie ever. You said The Conjuring. It's not bad. His answer was much better.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Anything that has commitment in it. It's got
I'm like, oh, shit.
God.
At the end, they're old and don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I think.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a real nightmare of a movie.
And that Ryan Gosling's so goddamn handsome.
Just, and then he gets in the rain, and I just can't contain myself.
What do you want?
So Damon's up 3-2. Who wins in a foot race? You both answer Damon. The correct answer is Damon.
So it's still 3-2. Okay. So 4-3.
4-3.
So I lose by one.
And yeah, one more. If your dog could talk, what would he sound like? You said...
British accent.
British accent. I think a British Chihuahua would be fucking a British accent.
Dude, that's the best answer because my Siri on my phone is a British lady.
Dude, me too. I put my I have a Pixel, so I have an Android, but yeah. I set it to be British too.
Yeah, it's the best.
There's something that makes me feel more comfortable being bossed around by a woman when she's got a foreign accent.
Yeah, it's like maybe it's M from James Bond or something's like telling me what to do.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. I take her seriously.
Yeah.
She has an American accent. I'm like
yeah,
you're annoying. Shut up.
Shut up.
Stop telling me where to go. I know where I'm going.
Yeah, you don't even backseat driver.
I'm going to give this one to Damon because I think...
That's a better answer. Yeah, British is the way to go. Answer. My phone's British.
Although yours was funny.
My dog's a derp for sure.
Yeah, yeah, he is. Although, can't let Tiffany listen to this. That she'll probably get mad about it.
She knows he's a derp.
Damon, you win 5-3.
Yeah!
You get the pride of your hood.
There we go.
You're the, now officially the pride of Ottumwa.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's
it was a close competition up until this point.
Put that on your LinkedIn.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I will. We'll see how far that gets me.
All right. So we had your lady friend on. It was probably about a year or so ago.
Yeah.
Well, how many names did she do?
I think she did 16 names for her vagina.
16 names for her vagina.
I haven't heard a single one of them.
Oh, she did this.
It was so funny.
She did it in like, she named 16 different things she'd call her vagina in 30 seconds.
So now you have to name 16 things you'd name your penis.
Okay.
In 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds.
Okay, okay.
So I got the clock here.
Tell me when.
Ready?
To start.
Go.
Pee-pee. Ding-dong. Wiener. Wee-wee. Dinger.
Dinger, okay.
Schlong, dong, wing wong, wang, meat rocket,
okay,
sausage, dachshund.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Three.
Schnitzel.
Two. One. Last one.
Last one. Kielbasa.
Okay, that was 14. Right. That was pretty good.
Not bad.
Good.
Not bad. That I think hers was like a meat pocket, I think she had one.
She said like the Tower of Terror or something like that.
Tower of Doom. Some Tower of Doom, Tower of Terror.
Oh, that
hers are pretty good.
I got to say, I have a special affinity for the word pee-pee. I will use it at any opportunity I have.
I prefer the word wiener, personally.
I like the dachshund one. That was really
dachshund's
good.
Dachshund's good, yeah. Which is a form of wiener.
Yeah.
They're
like,
all
hey, like send a text out, like, what are you doing? Things. My wiener misses you, you know. But actually, you have a dachshund.
How often do you send that text?
All the time.
It's just, how often do you tell?
It's just weird because I forget to take it out of the group message.
Yeah, right?
So it goes to all my staff.
You could say, hey, my chihuahua misses you, and then mean your wiener, though.
Is that a wiener dog?
I can't believe I didn't say dick.
Right?
I skipped over the one that I actually
the
use
easiest one.
Most often.
I was literally going my mind thinking of the ones from Austin Powers. Like Johnson, Schlong. I thought you were going to go that route, but that was really good.
Nailed it.
I'm have to go back and listen, and we'll compare.
Okay. Yeah.
Did,
I like that.
Did we ever find out if the last Monday of the month is going to be...
The last
comedy.
Monday of the month is technically Memorial Day.
Yeah, they're going to do comedy here. Did we find that out? I was going to plug the show if we are.
You know what? I've got...
Let's look up Perry
the message from Perry when he asked me to be on the show. He told me the date.
It is...
May 29th.
That's Memorial Day.
Crush. Memorial Day jokes at Truman's. Love it.
So I've got to go pay my taxes tomorrow.
Those extension. Are only due last month.
Yeah, that's fine. I get back 668, but then I owe in 664. So
you get $4.
Yeah, but then I got to pay 210 to have people pay to just file them.
How
for me.
Stupid are taxes?
I hate the government.
Like, they look over your stuff anyway and see if you did it right. Why don't they just do it the first time?
Right.
Yeah, take it from me.
Yeah, just whatever. You already taken out the check. Like, you didn't take out enough. That's not my fault.
Right.
Or you took out too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just give it back.
But then if you don't and you don't file it right, it's your fault. They fine you for that.
Ponzi scheme.
It's like a family video. It's a money laundering.
Yeah,
they're gonna soon. The IRS is gonna be selling CBD before they go out of business. Yeah.
Come do your taxes and get a free vial of weed.
Free vial of weed.
Oh man, that's great. That about wraps us up, man.
Yeah, I think that was quick and to the point.
Awesome.
Damon,
yeah.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having.
Painless.
Me
any final
painless today
comments?
Come to the Fuzzies open like
every Sunday. At
every Sunday at 7,
and that's the Fuzzies downtown Des Moines.
Downtown Fuzzies, yes.
Because there's one in Ankeny.
Oh, is there?
So just had to clarify. Downtown Des Moines at 3rd and MLK.
Yep.
About 19 blocks that
Not
way.
Not far from here.
And then last month Memorial Day here at Truman's.
Memorial Day here at Truman's.
MLK.
Eat
and
that
6th.
Pizza of the month. It's fantastic. That's
so good. Oh, we're
about
to right now.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan, for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks to Truman's for having us.
Thanks to Lola's.
Yep. And we'll see you guys next time.
Catch you guys next time. And mind your peepees.
And wieners.
And wieners.